双瞳号称重华，即一目两眸。
The shell is said to have two eyes, one for the insect and one for the human.
据说项羽也是双瞳。
It is said that Ying Hao also had double eyes.
还有南唐后主。
There are also male emperors.
李煜字重光，为毛字重光啊？
Lai Yu, with the word Chong Guang, was a descendant of Mao.
就是因为李煜有一只眼睛重瞳。
Because Lai Yu had a worm in his eye.
双瞳也好。
Double eyes.
重瞳也好。
That's a good idea too.
都是一只眼睛。
All one eye.
两个瞳仁的意思。
Two eyes.
对了。
Right.
仓颉也是。重瞳。
The character Kanji is also like an insect's eye.
而且它是双瞳四目，看画像挺吓人的。
And the image of him with his two eyes was quite scary.
苍老师。
M.S. Chang.
啊，对。
Okay.
就是苍老师，不是苍老师。
It's not M.S. Kang. It's not M.S. Kang.
不要误会。
Don't misunderstand.
就是传说中发明汉字的那位。
That's the legendary inventor of Chinese characters.
即使汉字不是仓颉一个人发明的。
Even if Chinese characters were not invented by one person.
至少他在文字创制方面肯定是曾经起到过至关重要的作用。
At least his contribution to the creation of text was once very important.
上面说到这几位双瞳都是牛人。
As mentioned above, these few people with double eyes are all experts.
有人说这是白内障。
Some people say it's cataracts.
其实不对。
Actually, it's not right.
这种病应该是由于瞳孔发生了粘连畸变而导致的，发病率极低。
This disease is likely caused by the adhesion and distortion of the pupils, which is a very rare condition.
不知怎么就都发生在牛人的身上。
I don't know how it happened.
以至于人们误会说。
So that people misunderstood.
双瞳的人都很了不起。
Both are wonderful.
其实发生这种现象的原因呢
？So what are the reasons for this phenomenon?
我分析了，俺觉着呀，就是因为普通人即便患了这种发病率极低的眼疾，文献。
I analyze that, in my opinion, even ordinary people, even if they have a rare eye disease,
也不会记载。
It will not be recorded.
因为你本来就是一个 nobody 呀。
Because you are just a nobody.
为什么你只知道教员爱吃红烧肉，却不知道
？Why do you only know that the teacher likes to eat braised pork, but not?
其实我也很爱吃啊。
Actually, I like it too.
就是这个道理。好了。
Here's the point.
说回正题儿。
Back to the main topic.
舜这个人呢，舜是父亲、后妈和弟弟，仁德之风远近闻名，传到了尧帝的耳朵里。
Chan was a man who was known throughout the region for his filial piety and respect for his wife and younger brother. This reputation reached the ears of Emperor Yao.
于是尧帝为了考察舜这个人呢。
So Emperor Yao went to investigate the character of Chan.
就把自己的两个女儿娥皇女英都嫁给了他。
He married his two daughters, Along and Nine.
主要目的就是为了跟他生活在一起。
The main purpose is to live with him.
便于近距离的考察。
For close range inspection.
这个人到底适不适合做接班人。
Is this person suitable to be a successor?
哎呀。
Oh no.
我强烈要求领导也考察考察我。舜的亲生母亲叫沃登。
I strongly request that the leader also investigate my mother, whose name is Woden.
死得很早。
Died early.
舜的父亲不是咸鱼。
My father is not a loser.
因此被人称作瞽叟。
Therefore, it is called the ancient head.
叟，其实他并不一定是真瞎。
Actually, he is not really blind.
很可能是装瞎，好吧。
It's probably just a coincidence.
就算他是真瞎，舜。
Even if he is truly blind.
有一个同父异母的兄弟。
There is a stepbrother.
名叫象，瞽叟。
Named Shanguzuo.
比较偏爱象。
Preferring to be with someone.
那这爷俩呢，正事不干。
The two of them were just messing around.
看到舜。不用老子给买房买。
Seeing that Shun didn't buy a house from Lazy,
车
buy a car,
就能娶上这么漂亮的媳妇。
I can marry such a beautiful wife.
还不要彩礼。
Don't ask for a dowry.
这简直不合常理呀。
This is completely absurd.
于是整天就琢磨着怎么弄死舜。
So, I was always thinking about how to kill Shun.
他们前后尝试了许多办法。
They tried many methods in turn.
没有困难。
No difficulties.
制造困难也要上。
You have to make things difficult for others.
比如
For example,
上房火烧，下井土填。
The house on the upper floor caught fire, and the well in the field was also on fire.
还有先假装爷俩好，推一杯换盏，灌醉舜。
Then pretend to be a father and son and have a drink with Shun.
再伺机下手弄死，比看守所里各种离奇的死法还要多。
It was even more bizarre than the various deaths that occurred in the prison.
但在娥皇女英这俩贤惠媳妇的帮助之下
Under the help of the two virtuous wives,
舜倔强地活了下来。
Shun survived.
尽管舜逃过了父亲和兄弟的种种杀招
Despite escaping from his father and brother's various plots,
侥幸活下来却十分郁闷。
Fortunately, I survived, but I was very depressed.
只好在细雨中呼喊
Just shout in the rain.
喊，疏解心里的愤懑之情
To relieve inner resentment.
经过20年的考察
After 20 years of research,
尧帝觉得舜这个人很靠谱
Gao believed that Shun was a trustworthy person.
于是将地位传给了舜。
Then he passed the position to Shun.
让舜摄行天子之政。
Let Shun practice the governance of a king.
舜为天子。
Shun was the emperor.
娥皇为后。
Empress.
女英为妃。
The baby is a princess.
堪称古今第一孝子的舜。
The most filial son in history, Shun.
并没有忘记弟弟象。
I didn't forget my younger brother.
还给了他封地，对待自己的父亲。
He also gave him the way that Emperor Dai treated his father.
依旧像最初那样好。
Still as good as before.
孔子非常欣赏舜的孝顺之道。
Confucius highly admired Shun's filial piety.
他的弟子曾参，或者读曾参。
His disciple, Zeng San, or reading Zeng San,
曾经为了恪守孝道而甘心情愿地接受其父的杖责
once willingly accepted his father's beating out of filial piety.
孔子就这样
Confucius was like that.
责备曾参说
Responsibility, he said.
舜之是瞽叟，欲使之，未尝
The ancient road was intended to be used, but it was never used.
不在于策，所而杀之。
It's not about killing him, but about...
是未尝可得。
I can't find it.
小锤则带过。
Little hammer is waiting.
大仗则逃走。
If it's a big fight, run away.
故瞽叟不犯不复之罪。
The old man did not commit any crime.
而舜不是铮铮之孝。
But Shun was not a dutiful son.
今身是父，为身。
The body that killed the father.
以待暴怒，义而不避，即身死而献父于不义，其不孝。
To wait for exposure without being exposed, to sacrifice one's father to injustice without being unrighteous.
孰大焉？
Which is better?
我挺赞同孔子的这个态度。
Zheng Ting admired Confucius's concept of filial piety.
你妈打你。
You, your mother hate you.
你看你妈拿着笤帚怒气冲冲地奔你来了。
Look, your mom is running towards you angrily with a broom.
你就让你妈打两下。
You just hit your mom twice.
过过瘾得了。
Just enjoy it.
你看你妈从厨房拿着菜刀出来了。
I see your mom coming out of the kitchen with a knife.
你还不赶紧跑。
You should run away now.
你等啥呀？
What are you waiting for?
你还伸出脖子。
You reach out your neck.
跟你妈叫板。
Tell your mom to stop.
你说老太太照这儿砍。
You said the old lady was chopping here.
今儿。
And children.
你不砍死我。
You won't kill me.
你就不信什么什么。
You won't believe what.
所以我比较赞同。
I agree with that.
孔子
Confucius
我总结了八个字
I summarized it into 8 characters
叫小仗
Call him little stick
则受大仗则走舜巡游诸侯国至苍梧去世
And either he suffered a crushing defeat or he fled or he visited the various states ruled by his sons and finally died in Kangwu
也有尧忧求舜也死的说法。
There are also those who say that Yao and Shun both died at the same time.
李白诗远别离即述此事。
Lie by and she far separated by distance describe this matter.
根据竹书纪年等书的记载。
According to the records of books, such as Chronicle of the Book.
舜其实是囚禁了尧。
In fact, Shun actually imprisoned Yao.
并夺取大位。禹呢又逼迫舜让位。尧。
And then he seized the throne from you and forced you to abdicate in favor of Yao.
尧舜禹之间都是武力胁迫。
The period between Shun and you was characterized by military coercion.
并非儒家典籍记载的
Not recorded in the Confucian classics.
那美好的禅让，《竹书纪年》这本书啊，相当牛逼。
That wonderful book on the art of giving and receiving is really amazing.
你如果没读过
，If you haven't read it，
一定要找来读一读。
Make sure to read it.
因为它惊世骇俗。
Because he was shocking and unconventional.
因为他背经巫圣。
Because he was a disciple of the wizard saint.
完全颠覆了史记的记载。
Completely overturned the records in the records of history.
完全颠覆了儒家所宣扬的那套温情脉脉的禅让制，构建了一个后人不忍直视的暗黑史观。
Completely overturned the Confucian style, gentle and accommodating system, creating a dark and unforgiving history that people couldn't bear to look at.
好了好了。
Okay, okay.
我们说回娥皇女英。
We say that the daughter of the queen.
这两位后妃
If you are a woman.
姐俩去寻找舜。
The two sisters went to find Shun.
是舜帝已死。
Upon hearing that Emperor Shun had died,
在九夷山之下
buried beneath the Nine Yin Mountains.
妹俩抱竹痛哭啊，泪。
Two sisters cry over bamboo.
尽而死。
To die of grief.
烛膝成斑。
The knees are spotted.
即为斑竹，也叫香妃竹。
Several bamboo species are also known as fragrant bamboo.
张华博
Feng Huan An
物志即有这样的记载。
According to the writings of the object,
说帝崩，二妃啼，以涕挥烛，烛尽斑。
The emperor died, and the two concubines, Tai and Wai, were forced to commit suicide to cover up the crime.
在这里我想再补充一句。
I would like to add one more thing here.
屏幕前的各位网友。
To all netizens in front of the screen.
您也帮我分析分析哈，舜帝南巡为何没有带上娥皇女英？
Can you also analyze why Emperor Han didn't bring his two daughters, Alangan and Vying, on his southern tour?
我认为一定是走的。
I think it must be a way to go.
匆匆忙忙，来不及带他们走。
Hurry, hurry, I didn't have time to take them away.
一定是有人。
There must be someone.
不让他带家属。
Don't let him bring his family.
如果说舜帝不让他们姐俩去，那娥皇女英
If it is said that Emperor Shan did not allow his siblings to go to that place,
后来又去追赶舜帝
Later, he went to catch up with Emperor Shan.
这就不合情理了。
This doesn't make sense.
所以呢，舜帝南巡
So, why is it that the Emperor Shan is hard to find?
绝非自愿。明
Not a voluntary name.
如平曰
As Flax said,
尽管舜是尧帝的女婿
Although Shan was the son-in-law of Emperor Yao,
但是他能继尧帝为天子
But he could make him the emperor after Yao.
靠的是自己的能力。
Rely on your own abilities.
能力之外的资本等于零。
Capital beyond ability is zero.
每天爱你多一些。
I love you more and more every day.